Astronomers fishing for signs of life in space got a nibble lately, actually maybe a bite. They discovered a new ocean in a surprising place, on the moon of Saturn called Mimas. Now this liquid lies miles beneath the surface, according to a new paper in the journal Nature. Now I know what you're thinking. No, it does not mean extraterrestrial life necessarily, but it does raise some tantalizing questions, some of which we will put now to Alexandria Whitsey. Alexandra Whitsey, she's an independent science journalist and correspondent for Nature. Alexandra, hello.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Well, there's long been a debate, at least in Earth time, not geologic time, over liquid water on Saturn's Mimas. What is the evidence in this new paper?
Some scientists went and looked at data from there was a NASA spacecraft called Cassini. It's not orbiting Saturn right now, but it did for a number of years, a couple of years ago. And it measured very closely what this moon, Mimas, was doing as it traveled around Saturn. Mm. So again, Saturn is that beautiful, beautiful ringed planet, and this moon is orbiting just beyond it.
Yeah, okay. And I gather it was looking kind of wobbly, and that led them to look more closely, and now we have this paper. This ocean that they say they found is apparently young, only 25 million years old, which I guess is a toddler compared to the Earth's old geyser oceans that go back 4 billion years. And to many scientists, this is a surprise finding, yeah?
Yeah, it's surprising because on the surface, this moon doesn't look like it would have anything under it. It's kind of just boring and frozen looking. There's not a lot going on. There's not a lot of geological activity. And so the fact it's hiding this big sloshy bunch of water really was a big surprise.
Yeah. So speaking of boring, I mean, one astronomer kind of described this surface as indeed boring, doesn't look like a lot's happening, and yet it has this ocean, according to the paper. And this astronomer also said, you could have liquid water almost anywhere, kind of based on these findings. Wow. Does that raise a big question about the possibility of life now or before in a whole lot of places?
Yes, the odds of life beyond Earth just went up. Because if you've got this moon where you don't think there can be any water and suddenly there's water there, what about all the other places, right? So there could be all these other places in the solar system that also could have water. Hmm. And anytime you've got water, you've got odds for life.
Yeah, and explain that.
Because when you have water, that's what you need if you're a living thing. So think about maybe critters at the bottom of the ocean. There are places on Earth where there's no sunlight, but there's worms, there's crabs, and they're living off chemical energy at the bottom of oceans without any sunlight at all. So that's the kind of thing, of course, we have no idea, but that's the kind of thing that could live in these newfound buried oceans.
Mm, wow. I imagine you heard some of that excitement from the authors of the paper. Now, this ocean that they found, I understand, is beneath several miles beneath the planet's surface. Can you describe to us briefly what it might look like?
It would be cold through most of it. It would be very dark. It wouldn't be a place you'd want to be like submarining through. But at the very bottom of it, maybe a couple tens of miles down, again, it would be dark, but it might be warm. There might be water burbling up. There might be crabs running around. There might be heat and energy and things you could live off. So it'd be cold and dark in most places, but at the bottom, you might start to get your toes warm.
Ah, more to come. Science journalist Alexandra Whitsey talking about the discovery of water on Mimas, the moon of Saturn, a surprise find. Thanks so much.
Thank you.